back to full team coverage of today's real estate market. Your America's Real Estate Investment Source, Real Estate Radio USA.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio USA. Thanks for joining us today. Got a lot going on today. Lindsay's been busy, Barry.
Yes, she has been busy.
Right now, we've got joining us on the phone, we've got Brian Brady. Brian is a mortgage broker, the mortgage broker. He's out there in San Diego, California. He's got a wealth of experience about the mortgage industry. He's a well-known blogger, article writer, and a guy that's pretty much a leader in his field. Brian Brady from Worldwide Wealth Planners.
America's number one mortgage broker.
All right, there he is.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Brian, how are you doing, sir? It's good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good. I see you've got some breaking news for us. I'm looking at something here, and it's something right off the hot off the press. You want to start with that?
Absolutely. Thanks. Yes. Bloodhound Unchained Social Media Marketing Conference, which was a brainchild of mine and has been kind of formulated and guided by Bloodhound blog founder Greg Swan, was just informed by Zillow.com that they will be sponsoring us.
And
it'll be
great.
Brought to the world by Zillow.com.
Congratulations. That's great for you.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. We think they were just a natural partner since they're one of the leading technology companies in the whole real estate 2.0 space.
Now, what exactly is going to occur at Unchained?
Unchained, I guess the best way I can describe it is it'll be a two-day workshop with a third bonus day of pre-workshops. Basically, it's practitioners talking to practitioners about how to use the various social media in your marketing efforts.
Mm-hmm.
To grow your business and really to position yourself for the next, what we think is the future wave.
Now, is this going to be the guys from Bloodhound Blog joined by you? Who's going to be in this conference?
We've got a group of people committing all the time, but while we do have a couple of Bloodhounds, like for example, what I call the ultimate comment marketer, because he finds more clients in by making comments on people's blogs, is investments broker Jeff Brown. He's on the Bloodhound blog.
Wow.
Certainly Greg Swan, you know, the professor of Real Estate 2.0 will be presenting. I'll be presenting. But more importantly, we've got people outside Bloodhound blog. For example, Andy Kaufman, who writes over on Agent Genius, will be presenting a pre-conference workshop on the uses of Twitter, on how he's been using it to communicate with his network. And then, you know, the queen of local blogging, Laurie Manny up in Long Beach, she'll be one of the presenters. And just putting her in front of a national audience is, in my opinion, compelling because nobody else has done it. And she's clearly the expert on how to develop a local blog and capture customers from that.
Well, we've got her mentor coming out at 5 o'clock, Mary McKnight. And is Mary going to be out there making a presence or just Laurie is going to come out there?
Well, I imagine, I don't know if Mary's coming. She was just out here in San Diego, and I had dinner with her, I think it was last week, and we were talking about a host of different things. So I suspect Mary will be involved somehow, whether she's an attendee or presenter. I haven't gotten that far with her.
All right.
Is she coming on this afternoon?
Yeah, 5 o'clock she'll be on, right behind you.
Maybe we'll have even more breaking news.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at the Unchained Conference and how the layout is and everything with Web 2.0, Real Estate 2.0, without getting in trouble with Redfin or anything. I understand that Glenn's going to be out. Glenn Kelman's going to be out there as well.
Oh, my.
Yeah, you left that one out.
Glenn Kelman, who I just listened to his interview the other day with you guys. He was outstanding.
Yes, he's a good guy.
Great interview, yeah. No, Glenn and Russell Shaw will actually be the featured, or I guess you would call it the highlight presentation, will be engaged in a presidential debate. Now, Russell Shaw is a real estate broker in Phoenix, Arizona, that closes 400 transactions a year. And he kind of very much represents someone who has capitalized on traditional media. He's very, his efforts in radio and television have really driven most of his business and very much represents the traditional realtor model. And then, of course, on the other side, you're going to have Glenn Kelman, who's talking about, not necessarily new, but the alternative real estate model, real estate brokerage model. So
right.
It should be really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think we know that there is room for both. The market's big enough where there's room for both to coexist. But I think the traditional real estate model has to embrace the contemporary or the new business model and understand that room is there. It seems like too many people treat it as a threat without realizing it can be compatible. Brian?
Edson came on and said to everybody, you hate us, you hate us, you hate us.
Right.
And so they naturally did what they told them to do. We hate you. And then the thing I've been most impressed about Glenn Kelman is over the past, I don't know if it's 6 months to a year, in the past 9 months or so, he's done a very good job, and your interview was excellent because you brought it out. He's done a very good job at embracing the concept that we are here, we're not going anywhere, and we're going to take care of the listing agents, we're going to respect the world that we live in, but we're doing it our own way. And
right.
I think that's just an incredible coup for the consumer with the way Glenn's been moving towards it. I hope it continues.
Yeah, absolutely. And without pigeonholing Unchained, and from the untrained eye, they may think it's just a blogging conference. Obviously, it's going to be much more than that. With you being on the mortgage side, with the traditional agent, Russell Shaw, Glenn Kelman, if you're talking to an agent who's not well-versed in what Web 2.0 is or Real Estate 2.0, what can they expect?
I'm glad you brought that up. I had a conversation with a typical company yesterday, and I was really shocked at how advanced they were in terms of grabbing it, but they still thought of the world of, well, you know, 2.0 is blogging, and ironically, I've been engaged in 2.0 long before I've been engaged in blogging. As wild as this proposition seems to so many people, back in 2004 and 2005, I used MySpace as one of the original 2.0 tools to meet and connect with real estate agents from around the country.
Right.
You know, when I got onto MySpace, I took a look around and said, okay, you know, as this community grows, it'll start to mirror society. And I was able to kind of pick through it because of the robust user data that people put on there. I was able to pick through realtors in all different markets and establish connections with them just through just by hosting a group called MLS on MySpace and mm-hmm. inviting them to post their listings there. So, you know, we're going to talk about more than just blogging. We're going to talk about the use of participating in communities like Zillow.com, like Trulia.com, like Yahoo Answers, like the LinkedIn Q&A, because these are all various media that you can use to demonstrate expertise as either a real estate or mortgage professional.
Now, you put all that together, and one of the things that often comes up, you read about it on ActiveRain, and there's a lot of off-track blogging going on there. The bottom line, the reason that any one of us are doing this, I don't think we're all trying to be journalists, but the only reason we're doing this is to generate revenue. How, going to your conference or Unchained, can a real estate agent expect to take from that and generate revenue?
That's a great question, too. You know, I'm offering, I guess what we're offering at Unchained is at least three right now, three professionals that have demonstrated performance in attracting and generating business through various Web 2.0 and social media.
Right.
Jeff Brown, for example, I call him the comment marketer. Jeff Brown's a great example. I mean, you know, in the next 3 months, he could probably point to high five or low six figures income or revenue that came directly from connections he made through various social media.
Right.
I typically fund anywhere between $2.5 million a month, and I can confidently say that $1.5 million of that or more comes from connections I've made through social media.
Wow.
Since I'm her lender, I can give you a slight peek inside. You know, she's funding, I'd say 70 or 80% of her transactions are coming from her part- participation in social media and her local blog.
Now, Brian's mentioning Lori Manny. For those of you who don't know, she runs a blog called, if I can remember this, LongBeachRealEstateHomes.com.
Yes.
Is that correct?
LongBeachRealEstateHome.com. That's correct.
Home.
And that's, as Mary will come on after I, but she hosts that blog on the RSS Pieces platform.
Now, in terms of you personally, she's in California. I guess you're in Arizona, correct?
San Diego.
No, I'm in
San
Diego.
California.
I used to live in Phoenix, but I'm in San Diego now.
And a lot of your business is coming through the internet. Is it just California, or are you licensed in other states?
You know, I can fund loans in all 50 states. I probably do it mostly in about 8 or 9.
Okay.
But gosh, I mean, I'll give you a great 2.0 example. I met a realtor 2 years ago in Active Rain, who's in North Carolina. Now, she has local lending experts and would use me only in a very extraneous circumstance. And one came up. She had a client call from Kansas who thought it was going to be sort of tough. And the North Carolina realtor, who met her on the internet, by the way, just mm-hmm. found her on the internet. And she said, hey, you're going to be doing your loan on the phone anyway. You need to call Brian. And we were able to get the lady approved, and through email, phone, and fax, the next thing you know, there's an approval, and, you know, she's got a pre-approval just depending a house now.
Wow, that's pretty fun. Now,
so that's kind of the power of the future of social media marketing.
Now, while we're talking about mortgages, everyone says that the mortgage market is tight. We got a lot of realtors say they can't get their buyers qualified. What kind of programs still exist so that a realtor who may have a deal listening right now and wants to give you a call, what kind of programs do you have available that are actually helping you move some deals?
Well, zero down loan programs are still available, sort of. they're still available, but in markets like South Florida and markets like Southern California and markets like Arizona and Nevada, they have instituted a thing called a declining market adjustment. So the maximum that banks will lend, or Fannie Mae will allow banks to lend, is going to be 95%. So we've had to look at, we've really had to reset the clocks to 2002, and VA loans are still available at zero down. FHA loans with 3% down, they're solving a lot of the problems, and as home prices came down and the hopeful, soon around the corner, rise in FHA loan limits, we'll actually pick up a lot of the slack that we had in zero down. You know, the last 4 years were just nuts.
Yeah.
you know, it wasn't reality. You guys have been around doing this long enough. I guarantee in the late 90s, if I walked to you and said, hey, I can get a client approved with a zero down loan and I don't care how much money he makes, you guys would have looked at me and probably laughed me out of the office.
if you would buy one of our
properties. Exactly, do it.
So you might not have laughed. You might say, go for it, right?
Yeah. Here's a contract, go get it done.
Yeah, you're now my favorite mortgage broker. Right?
Exactly. But with like the scrutiny on appraisals, I mean, down here, it's just nuts. We've got appraisers that are closing shop because of how much scrutiny and underwriting review that has to take place. I know we're in a different kind of a market here in South Florida, but are you running into that in other markets?
Absolutely. You know, you're not much different than the market I'm in, Southern California. Mm-hmm. We are, our appraisers are heavily scrutinized. And, you know, it's really kind of a shame because most of them are good guys. And,
right.
And fortunately, a lot of them have had to put their feelings and hurt egos aside and say, you know, wow. I mean, here's the ironic thing. 3 years ago, a mortgage broker, realtor, or appraiser could go to a cocktail party and he would have been considered a rock star. Today we're considered criminals.
Yeah. So,
you know, the appraisers are really getting under scrutiny. They're looking, the underwriters are picking the appraisals apart. Give you just a loan I funded two weeks ago was a transaction we were involved in with Kay Thomas, who's on the Active Rain Real Estate Network in Manhattan Beach. We had a 35% down loan. There was a second behind the first. The first was a 50% loan. 50% loan to value.
That would have been a no-brainer.
Appraisal to review.
Wow.
And it just, I mean, I literally was shrugging my shoulders going, you guys have got to be kidding me. It's not that bad.
For 50%? No, I think I get like a bunch of people to give loans. A little bit more interest in some of the hard money stuff, but yeah, absolutely, we get that funded.
You know, here's the silver lining amidst the black cloud is throughout South Florida, throughout Southern California, throughout Southern Nevada, and throughout Central Arizona, this will continue to happen for the next year, and that will be good. I don't know if it was, I don't know which one of you said it on the show where Glenn Kelman was involved. Were you guys talking about ripping the scab off the wound?
Right.
You know, I think I wrote about that on that, not that exact analogy, but I wrote about that a year ago. I said, you know, do you want to just bleed to death with kind of that little Chinese razor torture?
Right.
Or let's just, you know, let's lose a limb and bleed this thing out fast so we can get back to a normal market.
Right.
So I tend to agree with you guys. You know, the faster we get through this, the better it'll be.
Yeah, absolutely. You want this to be done. We know there's buyers out there. Another thing that comes up, rebates. And I know you're from the mortgage side. How is that looked at from a lender when they see a rebate or a seller concession?
Let me distinguish the difference between the two. The seller concession is, you know, where the seller is saying they'll pay for certain closing costs.
Sure.
No problem. I mean, conforming and conventional loans, they allow up to 3% of it, and FHA, they allow up to 6%. The hiccup's going to come in the appraisal. If the appraisal holds up, great. I've not had any problems with seller concessions. Rebates, are you talking about rebates for mortgage brokers and them applying towards the cost?
No, the rebates on the commission, the real estate commission.
Well, you know, again, if it doesn't violate the underwriting guidelines for the amount that the seller has to come in with, I mean, if the seller's coming in with, generally speaking, on conforming loans, the seller's got to have at least 5% of his own money into the transaction. So if there's seller concessions or agent rebates or broker rebates, that's not a problem as long as it doesn't violate the minimum funds to close required by the borrower.
Okay, great. Now, I want to go back to something here with Unchained again, because I'm really, really interested in it. I just read something on Zillow's blog, and it says, quote, today more than 100,000 agents have created profiles on Zillow. We know there was 1.3 million. It may be down to 1 million even or so, right thereabouts. Seems like there's a lot of room. There's a lot of agents out there who haven't understood or been quick to grasp the technology around them.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you what. If you're one of those agents, here's the cool part. You may not need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. If you are in La Jolla, there's an agent called Maxine Gellens, and she's actually does have a weblog, so she is in the Web 2.0 community, but she really doesn't need to do this. She's been around so long, she's so established, her business is going to fly until she retires.
But if
you're also someone who's not engaged in social media marketing, and you're not an agent like Maxine, then you need to be thinking, you know, you need to really be getting to understand that this is where the future is going to lie. This is the medium that buyers and sellers are really gravitating towards.
Absolutely. I mean, I had read something on Octoring we kept mentioning, but if you've been in the business 20 years, you're set in your ways, and you have your referral base, you know who you can tap, and they're going to call you when you're the person. But if you're a newer agent, and being that there's such a low barrier to entry, they're going to need to utilize almost every arsenal in the toolbox, and one of those being marketing.
Yeah, and I'm an interesting person to talk to about it, because while I am a complete advocate of using social media, I'm not against door knocking.
No,
I'm not against putting flyers on, going out to the swap mart and handing out flyers. I mean, this is a market. I'm sure it's the same in your market. This is a market where, if you intend to win and intend to not only survive but thrive, use every arrow in your quiver. If you've got to go bang on doors to your farm on a Saturday morning, do it. But also understand that the future lies in the social media, and you need to be putting both some time, money, and effort towards that too.
Barry just quoted you on that one.
I'm going to use that when I recap the show today. That's going to be the quote from me, Brian. I love that. Use every arrow in your quiver.
I love that. Here's a statement I see on Bloodhound blog quite often, and I wonder if you could explain it for some people, because, you know, it's funny when we're all talking about these blogs and you start going to one person's and the others, it kind of can get lost with the jargon, because there's a lot of inner circle type jargon. One of those things we see is WWDGD. What would David Gibbons do? And I guess that's the guy from Zillow, correct?
Yes, it is. The WWDG, or what would David Gibbons do, is probably because Greg Swan and I once, first joking around, and then it kind of popped out on us, were amazed at David's ability to dodge bullets and stay on message in the Web 2.0 world. if you remember when Zillow.com first came out, I don't know, when it first really made its splash, right. It's been around 2 years, but it really, about a year and a half ago is when it really made its splash. David Gibbons was the face of Zillow.com and Web 2.0. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people would make disparaging comments, me included, on Active Rain about Zillow. And David has this innate ability to say, "Oh, I'm sorry that you make these kind of comments and such and such. However, did you notice that the Zillow Q&A answers gives the real estate professional this opportunity?" He turns it around very well, and he stays on message. And that's really a great lesson for all of us in this world, to say, while rockets are flying and arrows are falling, we need to stay on message. And that's why you'll see us talk about WWDG all the time.
And one of the reasons I bring that up is because I don't think when the pointed arrows are directed at an individual, and like you said with Zillow, rather than ignore them, rather than just put his head in the sand, he acknowledged it and then turned around and said something positive. It seems that right now with a lot of real estate agents, they don't have that ability where, hey, listen, yeah, you're right, this did happen or that did happen, but did you know that we can do this? And I think with everything that comes out of the NAR camp and with Lawrence Young, I mean, it's just unbelievable that people don't take that WWDG attitude.
Well, in fairness to the realtors and originators that are in this social media, we are not trained like David Gibbons. Okay, I mean, we're new to this. David comes from a background David comes from a professional background where this is second nature to him. So we're all learning this as we go along. I mean, let's face it, 5 years ago, I was still, answering the phone and dropping direct mail, and I never had to act in this public arena, and frankly, none of the real estate agents did either. So.
Right.
So in fairness to the amateurs that are fast becoming professionals, David's years ahead of us.
Absolutely. But we all can learn from it, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Now, I mean, the practitioner that wants to thrive in the social media arena should probably heed the advice of WWDGD.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to run here. We don't want to keep you too much longer. We're going to get ready for Mary, and I'd like to have you back on and talk more about your mortgage product stuff than Unchained. But what do you want to tell people about Unchained right now?
And, yeah, let us know when it is,
how much it is, all the vitals here.
Thank you. Yeah, Unchained is scheduled for, we're having Unchained at the Heard Museum in Phoenix, Arizona on May 18th through 20th. The main conference is May 19th and 20th. The pre-conference workshops, which will include a special workshop for mortgage originators, is Sunday, May 18th. The total value of the conference plus ancillary materials adds up to about $350. If you do act in the next 10 days, you can get the whole three-day conference for $149, which is just stupendously low.
I think you guys have devalued that. It's worth a lot more than $350. I mean, you're going to have all these national speakers. You're going to have Lori out there, you and Greg talking. Obviously, Greg Kelman's going to be out there, Russell Shaw. $350 to hear one of these guys speak to me would be worth it. So I think you guys are putting out a great product in that regard, and somebody can go out there, learn some things, turn around, and make a lot more money than $350 applying what you guys are going to be teaching.
I can promise you that the second year of Unchained,
yes,
when it's probably held at Chase Field, 10,000 people in Phoenix, we probably will be charging a little more than $350.
Exactly.
Now, where do they go to get tickets?
If they go to get tickets, just go to unchained.bloodhoundrealty.com. That's unchained.bloodhoundrealty.com. And again, the special Guerrilla Market or price is $149, and they should act in the next 10 days.
And we'll get that on when we do the episode thing so people can get there as well. I think it's a great product. And I love the fact you're holding it in a museum. That's got to be kind of neat, too.
The Herb Museum is a really neat place because it's one of the few Native American museums. And having lived in Phoenix for a number of years, I can tell you it's just a really, aside from being affordable, it's just a classy and cool venue, and I think they'll love it. Are you guys going to come out and broadcast from there?
I've never been to Phoenix, but it sounds like
a lot of fun.
Especially in May. Not too hot out there. And down here, it's going to be about 120, so it'll be a good chance to get out there.
So I probably need to get on the phone with Lindsay and see how we can arrange you guys to be the official radio station of Unchained.
Well, absolutely.
We can do that.
I'm sure you'll be talking to her a lot more between now and then. We'd like to have you on the show talking about some mortgages, too.
Anytime, gentlemen.
We get a lot of people who ask us about mortgages, and now we've got someone we can. Hey, here's the guy.
The go-to guy.
Absolutely, I'm the go-to guy, and I really appreciate the opportunity. I'm at your disposal.
Brian, I appreciate it. If you stay on the line, Lindsay's going to talk to you. But that's Brian Brady, everybody, America's number one mortgage broker. He's a contributing author to the Bloodhound Blog, which is one of the go-to blogs on the internet for real estate. And he has his own website. A whole lot going on with this guy, Barry. I mean, he's got his hands in so many fires. He's out there. You know what? He's using the internet, the Web 2.0 world, to its utmost advantage.
He probably would have told us, being kind of, you know, humble, but he's making jack. That's why, Barry.
Yeah. I mean, and he sounds like he's having a hell of a time doing
and
it.
And what was the quote? Every arrow from the quiver.
You got to use every arrow in your quiver. Well, I love that.
See, every arrow he's pulling back is hitting a target, and that's what makes it, you know, all the worthwhile. It's like, if I'm going to blog, bam, hitting that target.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to be doing some mortgages. Here's that one.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to go say you out there. You try everything that Brian's doing, you're going to hit dead center like he is. But you know, he's out there firing and hitting center every single time.
Well, it took him, like he said, he started on MySpace. You got to start someplace.
Right.
I know it's daunting. I know it's scary sitting in front of a keyboard and going, okay, what am I going to do now? I'm used to just putting things on the MLS. Well, just think of your blog as a big MLS.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, you type in, you know, the address and, you know, how much you want and the commission, and I know you auto-populate the tax information, and you put in the remarks, hopefully spell those correctly, and just think, if you did that for about an hour each day, maybe it's the same as entering data into the MLS. You get used to writing.
Is that what you're going to rely on?
Oh, you got to start somewhere.
All right. Well,
yeah, don't you?
I'm with you there.
What did Wayne Gretzky say? You miss 100% of those shots you never take?
What is this, cliche radio we're becoming?
I'm excited.
I am too.
I feel good. It's so refreshing to talk to people. Like
Brian's got it going on. Yeah.
I mean, he's telling us things are happening. I love the name Unchained because the one person that probably needs to be chained or unchaining, Greg Swan, but he's unchained. And I couldn't imagine if he hasn't been unchained, what it's going to be like when he's unchained.
Exactly.
Out there just running roughshod over people and telling them, here's what you need to be doing. Almost like an evangelist.
Well, some people need that, Barry. Some people have to be told exactly like that.
I think you hit the nail on the head. All right, sometimes they offend. Sometimes there's a blog war. But you know what? Nothing happens without turmoil and controversy. It causes debate.
Hey, every action has an equal and opposite reaction.
Absolutely.
You gotta put it out there. You gotta see what sticks. You gotta mess things up every once in a while.
Here's a secret.
Oh no.
Here's a secret. Greg Swan has a great blog, but what he's doing isn't unique.
Right.
P.T. Barnum, all the way to Donald Trump. It sells.
Right.
Okay? You're talking about him. We're talking about it right now. It's talked about on different blogs. People start seeing these things, and it's marketing
at its finest.
It's
my
a
friend.
Brand. I mean, it's a brand at this point where he's got something called Unchained. That's a Bloodhound picture, and that's what it is. And Brian's doing great as America's number one mortgage broker. You got to build your brand. You got to back it up, and you got to pull them arrows out and just hit that target, man.
Everybody, stay with us. We're going to do the lead in to talking to Mary McKnight from RSS Pieces. That's coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, we got to take a quick break. Stay with us on Real Estate Radio USA.